Regina, a packed agenda is on the docket for the upcoming Regina City Council meeting on Wednesday. The major item of note on the agenda posted on the City of Regina website is approval of the remaining measures of the Catalyst Committee's recommendations, including the sequencing of three Catalyst projects, the connected non-vehicular trail system joining the various districts in the downtown core, a new central library within the downtown core with preference given to the existing location, and a multi-purpose event center within the downtown core with a specific location to be determined. Council is also to approve project evaluation and financing, the recommendations for the multi-purpose outdoor event center including a proposed baseball and soccer facility, and other measures related to the Catalyst projects. At the previous council meeting March 8, Council approved moving ahead with a funding application to the Investing in Canada's Infrastructure Program for $128 towards a new aquatic centre, with $20 of that going to geothermal heating. At their March 1 Executive Committee meeting, Council had voted to defer the remaining items in the Catalyst Committee report to the March 22 meeting to provide for more input. It is also to allow time for a survey to be conducted by the City on the multi-purpose event centre. Also on the agenda for Wednesday's council meeting is appointment of a new council representative to the inaugural Board of Directors of Community and Social Impact Regina. The recommendation is for Councillor Bob Hawkins to be appointed as a non-voting member to the board. This appointment would replace Councillor Dan LeBlanc, after council voted February 8 to remove his appointment to the board following his role in a court action against the city manager over the budget last fall. Wascana Pool waterslide accessibility expected to be approved. An item expected to receive wide support at Council Wednesday is for waterslide accessibility at Wascana Pool. Council had voted in favor of the recommendation at Executive Committee a week ago to convert the waterslide at the new Wascana Pool to an accessible slide, with an elevator to be built at the pool. Final approval is expected when it comes to Council this week. This was a late add to the original plan for the pool project. The pool is set to open later this year with the waterslide accessibility elevator not to be completed until 2025. The waterslide accessibility elevator is estimated at $555,000 and is touted as being the first in the world. Councillor Tarina Nelson had been advocating for the accessible waterslide and said she was glad to see it getting done. We're always doing better, trying better, and today was a really cool day that we as a community came together, we as a council came together and said, hey, here's an opportunity to do something we've never done before, let's do this, Nelson told reporters following Executive Committee last Wednesday. Anytime we are taking the lead, thinking outside of the box, I'm so proud of it, said Nelson. Mayor Sandra Masters paid tribute to Nelson's efforts in speaking to reporters last Wednesday, saying she has been relentless for more than 2 years now about her goal to have accessible recreational facilities in the city of Regina. Special meeting called for Thursday. Due to the large number of items on the agenda, a special meeting of council has been called for 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. According to the City of Regina, that meeting will include the continuation of any remaining agenda items from the Wednesday, March 22 meeting of Council.